You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
I believe in rainbows and puppy dogs and fairy tales. And I believe in the family. Mom, Dad, Grandma. And I believe in 8 of the 10 commandments. And I believe in going to church every Sunday unless there's a game on. And I believe in equality. Equality for everyone, no matter how stupid they are or how much better I am than they are. People say I'm crazy for believing this, but I believe that robots are stealing my luggage. Lastly, I believe that of all the evils on this earth, there is nothing worse than the music you're listening to right now.
I agree. That's true.
Okay.
Big crescendo.
All right.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning.
Happy Monday to you. We have clouds and some patchy fog during the early going. We'll see a little sunshine along the way, maybe a shower or storm later. Highs in the upper 70s. And a little bit later on, we'll be talking about Vegan Fest, which is coming up soon. We'll have a couple of guests in studio.
So we said goodbye to summer, didn't we?
Yeah, today's the first day of fall. Yeah, that's right. Days are getting shorter and shorter. And the Packers lost over the weekend, so did the Badgers. But the Brewers, they clinched the National League Division title for the Central Division. So good for them.
Boy, you're tearing up over the weekend. I know.
Get very emotional this time of year.
My dream has come true.
Okay. Hey, it's time for our kickoff for the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win. This is a multi-state contest. Your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every single entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game coming up in November. Now, this hour, the keyword is new. N-E-W, new, okay? N-E-W. Now, all you need to do to enter is download the Civic Media app and then find our station, WMDX. Use the text button to send us the keyword. And again, the keyword is new. You have until 8 a.m. For your chance to win in this multi-state contest. Again, keyword is new, okay? You have until the end of the hour. There'll be other chances to win that $200 cash plus piece of gold jewelry throughout the day. 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. Many chances to win. And you'll get a text back if you are the winner.
That's also, right.
Yeah. So text us, okay?
All right.
All right.
Let's go right to the Charlie Kirk Memorial Gathering. Quite a few people showed up. Amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just a spectacle.
Yeah.
And at this spectacle, we saw Trump steal away the spotlight.
Well, he was there.
You know, yeah. It really wasn't about Kirk. It was about Trump showing up for it and talking about what he has done. So why don't we listen to a little cut here. This is cut 152, and this is a little bit of Trump.
Okay.
Charlie Kirk truly was. He was a missionary with a noble spirit and a great, great purpose. He did not hate his opponents. He wanted the best for them. That's where I disagreed with Charlie. Yeah. I hate my opponent.
It's about you, isn't it?
And I don't want the best for them. I'm sorry. I am sorry, Erica. But now Erica can talk to me and the whole group, and maybe they can convince me that that's not right, but I can't stand my opponent.
Good to know. Good
okay.
to know.
Charlie's angry. Looking down, he's angry at me now.
Okay.
Face in the sky, I guess.
That's weird. Just so strange.
Oh, he is. All right. So Trump made the big announcement about RFK Jr.'s announcement today. So let's listen to that. It's cut 151. All right. This is at the memorial for Kirk.
It was Charlie who helped unite MAGA And you know what MAHA is? That's right. Make America Healthy Again. And tomorrow we're going to have one of the biggest announcement, really medically, I think, in
the
history of our country.
Yes,
we're going to be doing it
absolutely.
With Bobby and Oz and all of the professionals. I think you're going to find it to be amazing.
Yeah.
I think we found an answer.
You did.
To autism. How about that? Autism. Tomorrow we're going to be talking to the Oval Office in the White House about autism, how it happens, so we won't let it happen anymore.
Do you know what you're saying at this point?
And how to get at least somewhat better when you have it, so that parents can help their child, their beautiful child. That's a big one. I've been
bugging somebody.
Everybody over there, get the answer to that.
Bugging them to get the answer to that.
Well, that will do it, yeah.
Yeah. No one's done anything for autism since. I'm so glad finally somebody's focusing on autism.
Yeah, in fact, Trump is having a press conference at 3 o'clock our time this afternoon to announce whatever he's going to announce about autism.
We already know, here's an interview with Dr. Vin Gupta about what is going to be announced, the big surprise.
Okay.
This is 159, I'm sorry. I just added this morning. Let's listen.
What do you make of this?
Mika, good morning. This is one in the long line of what Kennedy does really well. He reprises this playbook of taking half-truths, poor, low-quality data, claiming that others are hiding information, and then committing precious resources in this faux attempt at transparency. You know, he's done it with fluoride. He's done it with the measles vaccine. He's done with the COVID vaccine. Now he's doing it with Tylenol in the prenatal period, which, by the way, is important for women dealing with pain, pregnancy-related pain. This is not a small issue. And so let's get to the data here for all your viewers. Is there a link between Tylenol use in the prenatal period and the rise of autism that we're seeing across the country? The answer is, but 20 years ago, there were some studies that were not well-designed that did show a link between Tylenol use in the prenatal period and a very small risk of the development of, say, ADHD in children in mothers that use Tylenol or autism. So there was a small link that was detected. What's happened over the last 20 years? We've gotten smarter. Science has changed. We have better research. And so, Mika, the new research has done something very different. What we know about autism is that what are true risk factors for autism are environmental risk factors like exposure to air pollution, genetic risk factors, maternal health, age of the parents at pregnancy. We know these are all very familial genetic risk factors drive these increases in autism. That is for sure. So what did this new research do? This new research took that into account. And there was a large study published just a few years ago, looked at 25 years worth of data in Sweden. And what did it specifically do? It looked at siblings, and it looked at a sibling, say a brother that was exposed to Tylenol in the prenatal period, and it compared it to, say, a sibling, same family, not exposed to Tylenol. It was a so-called sibling-controlled analysis. Hundreds of thousands of data points. Ultimately, 2.5 million children were studied over 25 years. What did that show, Mika? No link between autism and prenatal exposure to Tylenol. So the best quality data shows no link. He's looking at poor data, and he's making a mountain out of a mole.
Yeah. Okay. So no need to catch that.
The press conference?
Press conference, yeah.
Okay.
So that's it. Final word on that. And he does, RFK Jr., uses a lot of the old studies, and he keeps constantly trying to prove them correct, and they aren't. They haven't been, and technology has changed since, 20, 30 years ago when RFK Jr. was putting all this stuff together. Remember, he was on Air America for a while.
I recall
and he was talking
that,
about this ad nauseum, and now, he's still beating that same drum. And times have changed, medical testing has changed. The whole thing is completely different. Now let's get to something so wild and wacky that I just have to play this for you. This is Stephen Miller. This is a rant that if we've been accused of being the murder party, we keep saying things that make people want to go out and shoot the right, right? I mean, we are constantly trying to get people shot, killed, like Charlie Kirk, because of our language. What we say has an effect. It has an outcome, and that outcome is, you know, the right wing getting killed.
So Stephen Miller, he was at the memorial.
Yeah, he was at the memorial. This is a speech that he gave at the memorial, you know, and all a dangerous speech coming from the left. Well, let's listen to Stephen Miller.
We'll defeat the dark. We will prevail over the forces of wickedness and evil. They cannot imagine what they have awakened. They cannot conceive of the army that they have arisen in all of us. Because we stand for what is good, what is virtuous, what is noble. And to those trying to incite violence against us, those trying to foment hatred against us, what do you have? You have nothing. You are nothing. You are wickedness, you are jealousy, you are envy, you are hatred. You are nothing.
Thank you.
You can build nothing. You can produce nothing. You can create nothing. We are the ones who build. We are the ones who create. We are the ones who lift up humanity. You thought you could kill Charlie Kirk? You have made him immortal. You have immortalized Charlie Kirk. And now millions will carry on his legacy. And we will devote the rest of our lives to finishing the causes for which Charlie gave his last measure of devotion. You cannot defeat us. You cannot slow us. You cannot stop us. Mm-hmm. You cannot deter us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We will carry Charlie and Erica in our heart every single day and fight that much harder because of what you did to us. You have no idea.
Victims.
The dragon you have awakened.
Yeah.
You have no idea how determined we will be to save this civilization, to save the West, to save this republic.
Wow. Okay. Well, I can't wait for him to save it from themselves. That is one of the most shocking, unsettling speeches I've heard in a long time.
Stephen Miller, that's kind of his specialty. Unsettling and bizarre.
But the thing is, this truly is the thought process from the MAGAs. This is how they think, and this is the stuff that they take away from these events. Now we have to deal with that. And I think this is a declaration of war, essentially. I mean, you know,
sounds like it.
They have to do away with us. Mm. You know, I grew up in Wisconsin all my life. You know, I knew this country as, you know, what it was and what it could be. And all of a sudden, I'm finding out that I'm just on the wrong track, I guess, somewhere along the way. And it's just, it's unsettling to hear somebody make these kinds of declarations in public, especially at a memorial where Charlie Kirk basically wanted to have a discussion. You know, he didn't really have a lot of respect for his opponents, but he did want to have that discussion.
Yes.
I understand that.
Yeah.
And these guys don't want any discussion. They want to bulldoze over the rest of the country because they are the good ones.
Mm-hmm. It's coming up on 20 past the hour, and we're going to get a check of what's happening weather-wise this week with Brittany Merlot right around the corner, and we'll remind you about our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. And then we'll have a couple of guests in the studio talking about Vegan Fest coming up on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Well, don't take your time. WMDX 92.7, it's John and Gordy in the morning taking a look at Kirkfest, the memorial. yesterday, a big, huge gathering for it as well. We'll get to one more comment. That's from Trump as he talks about a civil war in this country.
Get to that in just a moment. 23 past the hour. Some sunshine trying to break through the clouds. Still some patchy fog in a few places. And highs today getting into the upper 70s. Might see a shower or a passing thunderstorm later on today. Want to remind you, we're in a contest hour here for our green, go for the green and gold text to win contest on WMDX. This hour's keyword is new. That's N-E-W. Just download the Civic Media app. Find our station, WMDX. Use the text button at the bottom of that screen to send the keyword new in for your chance to win in this multi-state contest. Every day, we've got a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash up for grabs. And then that gets you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game coming up in November. So, again, the keyword is new. Get that in before 8 a.m. There'll be other chances to win. 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Plenty of chances.
Okay.
All right?
We got enough.
Okay. Okay. You can go to the WMDXradio.com website also to find out more and get complete rules at civicmedia.us. Checking our poll numbers here. You planning to cut the cable cord to protest the network's bowing to the Trump administration? 25% say yes temporarily. 50% say still using streaming services, but yes. And 25% say no. It cuts too many people working at the networks who had nothing to do with the company decisions. And 0% for no, I support Donald Trump's efforts to clean up late night television.
That's surprising.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Brittany Merlot with the weather.
Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Well, it's going pretty good.
Doing all right. Doing okay. Yeah. How are you?
Doing good. I'm pretty good. It's dark, cloudy. It was downpouring here earlier. We picked up a good half an inch of rainfall really pretty rapidly. Some places in the state getting near 2 inches. And now it looks like you've got a little storm north of you. Severe thunderstorm, the only one in the state right now.
Really?
Headed towards Motson and Reedsburg area. So some heavy rain, maybe some gusty winds with that. Hopefully it'll die out before it heads towards the Madison area, but expect rain today.
All right.
Coming in waves.
Okay. Oh, thanks so much, Brittany. Thank you. Go away.
Wait a minute.
No, I'm just
happy
kidding.
Fall, y'all.
Yeah, I know.
That's right.
It's
first
a happy
day of
fall. Are you wearing a fall outfit there? I can't tell.
I almost feel like it's more spring. It's got flowers on it, but it is long sleeve, kind of turtleneck.
Yeah, something warm.
How about you guys?
It's okay here. It's not too bad. I think the dew point's up. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it feels a little humid out
humidity
there.
Has just been around this weekend.
Yeah.
So what can we expect for the rest of the week?
Well, as that front drops south, you're going to see those showers and storms probably again early this evening, continuing through tonight, probably tomorrow morning, and maybe a few scattered showers on and off tomorrow before you dry things out. And then those temperatures moderate out. So highs today still hitting about 80. Then we'll fall to the mid-70s for tomorrow and into the week. And it's rather dry, actually, all the way into like October, it looks like. So
okay.
I'll go with that.
All right.
Harvest time.
Yes.
Yes.
Brittany, thank you so much.
Perfect for fall colors.
Yeah.
You're welcome. You guys have a good day.
All right. You too. Thank you.
It's Brittany Merlot, our WMDX meteorologist.
All right. One cut here we got to get to. It's Trump threatening everybody, Americans and a media takeover, and this is cut 157. So let's listen to the memorial for Kirk.
The Department of Justice is also investigating networks of radical left maniacs who fund, organize, fuel, and perpetrate political violence. And we think we know who many of them are. But law enforcement can only be the beginning of our response to Charlie's murder. Over the last 11 days, we have heard stories of commentators, influencers, and others in our society who greeted his assassination with sick approval, excuses, or even jubilation. You've heard that. So have I. Couldn't believe it. Some of the very same people who spent the last 8 years trying to sit in moral judgment of anyone who disagreed with them about politics suddenly started cheering for a murder.
No.
Incredible.
No, that's not true.
You know the names. They're major losers, by the way. They'll be,
is he?
That will be proven out.
No.
in a short period of time.
Where is he going?
Some of the very people who call you a hater for using the wrong pronoun were filled with glee at the killing of a father with two beautiful young children. And the same commentators who this week are screaming fascism over a canceled late night TV show where the anchor had no talent and no ratings. Last week were implying that Charlie Kirk deserved what happened to him.
No
side in American politics has a monopoly on disturbed or misguided people. But there's one part of our political community which believes they have a monopoly on truth, goodness, and virtue, and concludes they have also
projection,
a monopoly on power, thought, and speech. Well, it's not happening anymore. We've turned that corner very quickly.
No,
tragically, atrocities of this kind and kind that we saw in Utah, of all places, are the eventual consequence of that kind of thinking. If speech is violence, then some are bound to conclude that violence is justified to stop speech. And we're not going to let that be justified.
Okay.
All right.
You know, it's just, it truly is amazing.
There's so much there.
They're the virtuous party.
Rambling.
And we're just terrible. You just can't like us. And again, who's saying this stuff? They are.
Yeah.
It's their Nobody words else is. That might be promoting a lot of the unrest in this country. But
coming up next, we've got the Midwest Food and Farm Report, 29 past the hour. When we come back, we'll be talking about the Vegan Fest coming up in Madison. All that and more on John and Gordy for a Monday morning, WMDX.
Swing it right here on the John and Gordy Morning Show.
It is 7:35, seeing a little bit of sunshine in between the clouds out there, a little bit of patchy fog. Highs today in the upper 70s, maybe a couple of showers along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, 60 degrees. Time for us to welcome in Libby and Kristen from the Vegan Fest that's coming up in Madison. Good morning to both of you.
Yes.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good to have you with
us. We've heard so much about it over the many years. I mean, this is Madison, Vegan Fest, you know, everybody goes out to it. Yes. So what's on the calendar for Vegan Fest this year? And that's, by the way, going on October 4th from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. at Lunny Lake Park. Okay.
Where is Lunny Lake Park? I don't know that one.
It's like out Fitchburg-ish.
Okay.
Country.
Okay.
All right.
It's beautiful.
So tell us what's happening this year. What are some of the highlights that people can expect to see?
Yeah, we're really excited. We'll have around 15 vegan food vendors. Some local names you might recognize, Salvatore's, Mishki, and then some people will be welcoming in from Milwaukee and Chicago, and they'll all be offering vegan options and all savory comfort foods all the way to sweet treats. So that's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also have approximately 35 exhibitors ranging from animal sanctuaries and other nonprofit organizations,
mm-hmm.
All the way to shops and businesses who will be selling vegan goods. We'll also have some live music and three inspiring speakers talking about very different topics with Q&As after to answer any questions you might have. So it's just a really fun, welcoming environment. Whether you're vegan or not, there's something for everybody to enjoy. It's just a really fun day. We definitely want to thank some sponsors.
Yes.
Oh, sure. You can do that.
Yes.
You know, we have amazing sponsors, specifically WMDX.
Oh,
thank you for your support.
Sure.
You're welcome.
And the Quirky Dove, two of our top sponsors who we just really wanted to thank for the support.
Well, it's fun because I'm looking at your website here. It's madisonveganfest.org, mm-hmm. and you've got a little video and then splash screen, and it's great. You have all these tents and lines of people at these tents. What are they in line for? What are some of the things that they can get at Vegan Fest?
I'd have to say the lines are probably majority for the food. I mean, as Kristen mentioned, there's a lot of other things there, like exhibitors, crafts, animal sanctuary, stuff like that. But the food is a really big attraction for people.
Is it fried vegetables? I mean, that's the only way.
Yeah.
You know, when you do these events, like the Taste of Madison, everything has to be almost fried because it's the easiest way to cook things very quickly for a lot of people, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I think funny that you mentioned fried vegetables. I would say majority of it is not vegetables. You know, it's all plant-based, but there's a lot of plant-based.
Oh, okay. So we're seeing a lot of plant-based replacement foods,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? A lot of the comfort foods are going to be like tofu, seitan, other meat alternatives, stuff like that. But yeah, I would say, honestly, as far as being fried or not, you might find some fried, some not.
Okay.
Pizza, Peruvian food.
Sure. Baked.
Yeah.
All right.
And
I stand
like
corrected.
And some music, too, right?
Yeah.
Correct. Yes. We have two musical acts who will be, I think, playing a variety of different music. So a little something for everyone there.
In the 60s, we had a group called The Vegetables. So that would have been very appropriate this time around.
Yeah. I'll have to look them up.
And tell us about these speakers.
Michelle Stamm is a plant-based health coach and physical therapist. So she'll be sharing how eating more plants, a plant-based diet, can be doable, delicious, and fun, and just making it realistic. Madeline Krasno used to work in a primate lab. So she'll be talking about her experience there and how that sort of shaped her professional life and personal life. And Aaron Yarmel is a philosopher and educator. He'll be talking about how to have better conversations about veganism and having those conversations when people disagree.
We're talking with Libby and Kristen about the Vegan Fest coming up on October 4th.
Correct.
Is that right? And is there any admission on this?
No, free. Free,
free, open to the public, bring the kids.
Yes, family friendly.
Yeah?
Yes.
Very good. And it starts at what time?
Yeah.
11 a.m.
Okay. Anything for the kids, like Veggie Tales or anything like that?
We are going to have kind of a kids' corner. So there will be bubbles, some coloring sheets. I think we've got some temporary tattoos maybe. Things to keep them busy while you enjoy some good food and walk around and take a look.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in and telling us all about it. And again, if people want to find out more, what's the website?
MadisonVeganFest.org.
Very good. Thank you, Libby. Thank you, Kristen. And it's October 4th. Again, WMDX Radio is a sponsor. And hoping for a good day there. And it all takes place at Lunny Park?
Yep. Lunny Lake Farm Park.
Okay. Very good.
You know, one of the things about, you know, vegan food is that it influences a lot of people who still eat some meat. You know, I mean, then you add more vegetables just, you know, from hearing about, you know, how positive it is to have a vegan diet. So that's part of it, right?
Yeah. And I think we try to attract a lot of non-vegans because I think there are perceptions out there about what a vegan diet is, but you might be surprised.
You're right. If you try some of the food, see if you like it.
Yeah.
Check it out. All right. Well, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Again, go to MadisonVeganFest.org and get all the information you need. We appreciate it. Very good.
All right.
Okay. Let's see. It is 7:41. Want to remind you, you can go to WMDXradio.com and get more information about Vegan Fest there as well. Okay.
All right. Well, you know, I thought, you know, Kimmel's been in the news recently.
Of course.
And he has done a number of features where he's put clips together, historical clips that make a major point.
Yes.
All right. And this is a major point about immigration. I thought we'd play this. I thought this was exceptional. What it does is it features presidents from like 1950 and on, and their positive talk about immigration, except for our current president. So let's listen to something Kimmel put together a while back. All right.
Well, we'll stand by for that.
That's right.
As Dominic apparently has left the studio for just a moment.
Well, yeah.
As soon as he gets back into the studio, he will push a button, and we will be able to listen
to cut 145.
Sorry, guys. Okay, whoa. Right,
that's okay. Yeah. Wait, you know, you take a break whenever you feel like it.
Sorry, I decided to go to the bathroom or something.
Just walk away.
Yeah, 155, right? You've got 155?
You got it.
145. 145 is the cut I'm looking for. All right. Okay, here we go. Kimmel.
I thought the idea was to make America great. This is not great. Try to act like a president for once. And in case you don't know what that looks like, maybe this will help, because it looks like this.
We are, one and all, immigrants or the sons and daughters.
Eisenhower. We are the descendants of 40 million people who left other countries to make a new opportunity for themselves and their children.
The lamp of this grand old lady is brighter today, and the golden door that she guards gleams more brilliantly in the light of an increased liberty for the people from all countries.
I'm convinced that vast majority of Americans today want these people to have another opportunity.
I was in the party to welcome generations of immigrants.
If we ever close the door to new Americans, our leadership in the world would soon be lost.
Immigration is not just a link to America's past. It's also a bridge to America's future.
This is one country. We like our diversity. We are proud of it.
Amid all the complications of policy, may we never forget that immigration is a blessing and a strength.
These people, our neighbors, our classmates, our friends, they did not come here in search of a free ride or an easy life. They came to work.
We don't demonize immigrants. We don't single them out for attacks. We don't believe they're poisoning the blood of the country. We're a nation of immigrants, and that's why we're so damn strong.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
It seems to me like Trump stands out of all of those presidents that we heard.
Yeah, not for a good reason either.
And I oftentimes wonder why the news networks don't put collages like that together, back-to-back audio of history and the perspective at those times about immigration in this country. I know it may sound like they're trying to push an agenda, right?
No,
they're really not, because those were the opinions of presidents in the past. It has nothing to do with the networks themselves. They can put these clips together, but they're not lying by putting the actual audio of these presidents together. But, you know, that's immigration. That was immigration before. Immigration is a little bit different today. Now, President Trump is rolling out the welcome mat for Russian oligarchs, according to Dick Durbin.
Is that right?
And cartel bosses with their own immigration gold card. See, now immigration has changed, and Trump has put his own little spin on this. Today, we are proud to announce, this is Trump now, the Trump gold card. The card will be available for $1 million for individuals. Do we have the clip there, the $1 million clip, Dr. Evil?
Okay, got
all right. Let's play the Dr. Evil clip here. It's perfect.
$1 million.
Well, don't you think we should maybe ask for more than $1 million? $1 million isn't exactly a lot of money these days.
Okay, then. $100 billion.
Okay, $100 billion. Okay, from $1 million to $100 billion. Okay, so again, this is from Truth Social. This is Trump. Today, we are proud to announce the Trump Gold Card. The card will be available for $1 million for individuals and $2 million for corporations. For far too long, we have had millions of illegal aliens pouring into our country, and our immigration system has been broken. It is beyond time that the American people and American taxpayers are benefiting from our legal immigration system. We anticipate the Trump Gold Card will generate well over $100 billion. There's the number that Dr. Evil came up with finally. This money will be used for reducing taxes, pro-growth projects, and paying down our debt. Buy the Trump gold card now. So if you just happen to have $1 million, or if your corporation, $2 million, not a bad deal after all.
Why not?
When you think about it.
Yeah.
You know?
A good deal.
The Trump gold card. Nice way to, launder money, right?
Transferring money in not a good way. 7:48.
I want to say laundry, but
Catherine Lake has joined us in the studio.
Oh, yes.
We will find out why after this brief time out for lovely words from our beautiful sponsors.
What
Stay
did we
with
say
us.
This time?
I don't know.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, a cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are all happy and free.
Happy days.
These days are
all right, well,
Happy,
WMDX 92.7. Just that theme alone makes me not want to do this anymore.
Well, come on. What are you talking about?
We've got happy news for
we've
you.
We've got Catherine Lake in the studio, too. Good morning, Catherine.
But before we get to the happy news, okay. Catherine seems really depressed about something, so let's
no,
get to that.
No, I'm not depressed. I'm disappointed. You what? Know, veganism, it's tricky. But your handling of them reminded me when I first went to my mother-in-law's house.
What did
I do? I went to my mother-in-law's house, and I'm just dating the guy, right? My ex-husband. And they hear I'm a vegetarian, because I was a vegetarian when I met him.
Yeah. At the time.
Not a vegan, but a vegetarian.
Right.
And what they did was they offered me iceberg lettuce and carrots, because they did not know what a vegetarian was.
Mm-hmm.
So they had vegetables in their fridge. I get some peppers for you, too.
Sure.
But you asked, is it all fried? Because that's the only way you can quickly cook vegetables. Did you forget? What eating vegetables? And
fresh? You mean fresh vegetables?
Oh, my God. Tofu. Meat substitutes. It's a whole thing that's happened in the last 25 years
since
I left
substitutes.
You behind here in Madison.
You got to cook the meat substitutes.
Yes, you do. But it's not just iceberg lettuce and carrots and vegetables in a stir fry, for God's sake.
Well, you got to bread it.
Oh, my
Make
God.
It taste good.
No, you don't. Help me. Somebody else is a vegan in this city and knows that is a whole delightful. Go to Vegan Fest, please. Go to Vegan Fest and taste the world.
Okay.
It's
October 4th at Lunny Lake State, Lunny Lake Park. Okay?
You let those women get out of here without making the argument for vegetarianism. You didn't even push back. You're like, you should have asked them.
The health benefits of it?
Yes, make the case. Why should I care? Because clearly I don't, was what I wanted to hear out of your mouth.
Oh, wow, okay.
Well, we fell down on the job. I apologize for our guests.
Sorry about that.
No, you've got other things on your agenda because the world is
collapsing around us.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, I want to remind everybody before we get out of time here that it is our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest on WMDX. Still have less than 5 minutes to get in the keyword. For the $200 cash and a piece of gold jewelry, you'll have other chances to win later in the day during the 9 o'clock hour, the 11 o'clock hour, 1, 3, 5, 7 p.m. hours. More keywords all day long, and it all gets you into the contest. The contest grand prize, a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. Again, the contest, the keyword this hour is new. N-E-W. New. You got a couple of more minutes to get that into us. Just go to the Civic Media app And download that app. If you don't have it, just go to the WMDX site on there and text to win. Okay? All right.
All right.
Okay. Tomorrow on the show, by the way, Jim and Sarah from Madison Hearing Aid Center will join us.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Do you have something you want to add?
Well, I thought we were like doing good news.
Well, that's right.
That is good news.
It is good
Jim
news.
And Sarah's gonna come tomorrow.
Where's our happy,
great
happy
news.
Music
yeah,
again?
We got okay. Yeah. Let's
well, no. I mean, that's great.
You got a
news,
happy
but,
story.
You know, we want to get to the stories.
Well, there's
keep,
one that's unbelievable here from the Denver Zoo. Unlikely animals snuggling together at the Denver Zoo have melted the internet with their cuteness. And it's got a picture
there,
bro.
Could we do
there,
that,
bro.
Too? Could we have that cuteness here
you think
in
so?
The studio? As we gather together.
About.
All right. Hey, this is a feel-good story. Olympic boxer gives his gold medal to American who rightfully beat him decades ago.
Is that right?
Yes. Isn't that something?
That's amazingly good news.
Yeah.
I'm just my.
This is so out of character for you. You can't.
Well,
even
we want to end.
Off.
You know, somebody told us we had to end on a happy note, a good note, instead of depressing, horrible news.
You're blaming me for this segment.
Well, no, I think this segment is starting to depress people.
Okay, you got another good news item there, John. We got time.
Yeah, 9-year-old goes to college to be brain surgeon for kids his age. And wait till you hear him talk. No, we're not going to hear him talk.
No,
Diligent barber may have saved boy's life after spotting cancerous lump on his neck.
See, that's a good news item right there. That's an alert barber.
Boston to open a series of affordable housing developments atop city's public libraries. How about
interesting.
That?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any more?
Or trail cams leave park officials elated as rare gaur. I don't know what that is. Seen thriving in forest, world's largest bovine.
Fascinating.
What?
Dom, do you have any good news to share with us? What did you do over the weekend?
I was just going
to
say, that's what I was going
to
talk about.
How was that
the bovines?
Game?
It was great. We won. I was in enemy territory because I am from Chicago.
Yeah.
I was in enemy territory, but we won. My brother and I were freaking out, and everyone around us hated us, but it was a great weekend. It was a great weekend. It was good
news. Well, that's great.
Good
I've got some good news. We're going to be on the air for another half hour with Pat Kreitlow
right after
we wrap up here.
Oh,
so, you know, some of you can
go to the Civic Media Network.
Yes.
And we'll be on there.
Yeah. Is that about it?
Yes.
Catherine, what's your good news item? You got any good news happening?
I still have jobs.
Hey, that's
She's
good
leaving.
News. Wow, thank you.
Thanks. Okay.
Teen rescues baby beaver from River Rapids. Such a Canadian thing to do. Aboriginal elders lead prescribed burn and rare orchids.
What?
And groundbreaking NASA discovery, closest we've ever come to finding life on Mars.
That's fascinating.
Now, if you come close to finding life on Mars, does that mean anything?
Wow. 9-year-old boy saves parents when tornado sends car flying into the trees. Wow, that story's out there, but we don't have time for it. Stephanie Miller is coming up next. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning. We hope you have a good day. So long.
The good news is we won't be doing that feature again.
Okay. We're out of time.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Lori Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.